You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right, welcome to Money Never Sleeps. This is a show where we talk about anything and everything that impacts the flow of money from around the corner to around the world. And I want to thank you for joining us. Today, we picked an interesting topic. Artificial intelligence versus Wall Street. The fight for the future of capital. And the reason I say this is because, look, you know, artificial intelligence is rapidly growing. You see it expanding, doing new things, even hacking, you know, companies and the like. It's evolving, right? And AI in itself is rapidly eroding Wall Street's traditional advantages. You know, information scarcity, human-driven analysis, you know, all those analysts that are analyzing, you know, documents and reports and so on and so forth. You know, what would have taken a week to do now takes a half hour, maybe 10 minutes to do, maybe less. Okay, you're talking about, you know, things that were costly, being extremely cost effective and being impactful for investment bankers. Those that need to do this due diligence, those that, you know, hedge funds, those that are doing the research. Okay, now let's talk about relationship-based capital allocation or relationship-based anything. You know, this is AI's replacing these models with automated intelligence, giving you an idea of what has happened, could happen, and giving you that type of analytics. You know, model-mediated markets and doing that. Machine-driven liquidity is there too as well. How many hedge funds, how many market makers, you know, let's go with like a Citadel that are utilizing, or Jane Street, they're utilizing AI and machine-driven liquidity. They're pushing the boundaries of where finance could go. Okay, this is not an efficiency story at all. It's a power shift. Think about it. The power shifting. The old school way of doing things on Wall Street is changing rapidly. And this is why you have the likes of BlackRock, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley jumping in here. You know, this is why you have data centers, you know, popping out all over the place. Now, is that going to be profitable? I can't speak to that. You know, however, it is a necessary evil with the evolution of finance. You know, I've been speaking about digital assets, blockchain, tokenization, you know, on the show quite often. But I want to stick to AI here because it's going to give you a different view of things. And this is a topic, honestly, that's somewhat explosive, right? It challenges the core belief that humans should control financial markets, right? AI is already allocating capital, pricing risk, detecting fraud, executing trades, predicting flows, inflows, outflows, managing portfolio, and is doing it faster, cheaper, and more consistently than humans can ever do. This is the first time in history that Wall Street's dominance is threatened, not by regulation, not by technology platforms, but by machines that can outperform its people. This is why you're going to see a lot of Wall Street firms going and adhering to this, because if their margins are where they are today, and they cut their capex by 50%, I mean, their margins are just going to go up. And they're going to be generating more revenue, and then you're going to have, bigger bonuses for those that are left behind, right? Is this going to cause jobs? It's going to change jobs. You know, the analyst that you know today is going to be more of a programmer and basically programming the prompt to gather the information as needed. So I don't think it's going to be the analyst that we know or we knew. All right, this is going to definitely impact when you have interns that are looking for a leg up, they're looking for an opportunity at these firms. That's going to change things a bit. All right, that's for sure. And we're seeing it now. Now, this is what the research shows. AI is structurally reshaping finance. This is what it shows. AI is reorganizing how markets process the information, how they allocate capital, how they manage risk. And as analytical capability scales, markets may shift towards automated intelligence rather than human-led discovery. And this is where things are rolling to. It's not me just talking about it on the show. It's these are facts. Look it up. You know, capital markets are already changing. Generative AI and machine learning are accelerating trading. As I mentioned, Citadel, Jane Street, other firms like that. You know, it's accelerating the trading, the investment, and the asset allocation, with pricing patterns showing early signs of AI-driven behavior, and this is not going to stop. When you have an evolution in any type of area, whether it be the automobile, whether it be, you know, energy, whatever the case may be, you know, it's going to evolve. You know, in technology, we've seen the evolution, and it has happened. You know, Web 1, Web 2, Web 3, what are we going to go to Web 4? You know, these are things that are happening, right? And you have financial institutions globally. They are integrating AI into core operations. They're investing in data centers. They're investing in systems. But uneven adoption is creating a widening performance gap. And there's a new form of competitive divergence that's happening. And it's really interesting. AI is becoming a central force, not experimental anymore. It was at one point. Not anymore. Go back a couple of years, it was an experiment. Now it's a necessity. Okay, AI is no longer peripheral, is not on the outset of stuff. It is dead center in front of you. It's becoming a structural component of the global financial ecosystem, with risk emerging around data quality, model hallucinations, and cyber threats. As I said, AI is not something that is a fad. This is the future. And you align that with tokenization and blockchain. And again, the financial markets change forever. But, we're talking about AI. So these are battle lines. AI versus Wall Street. It's like the cage match for the ages. Information advantage. Right? Wall Street, the Wall Street's edge, and it has always been, is access to information, is what you know, who you know, and what you know. AI pretty much destroys the advantage of access to information. Go on any platform, that any AI platform that allows you to put in a prompt, you'll see it's the analysis is faster, much cheaper, even though you have larger organizations complaining about the tokens, everything else. The bottom line, it's a faster, cheaper, and more widely available medium to go and embrace. It democratizes intelligence, no question, but it also undermines the idea that only elite institutions can interpret markets. This means that anyone, even you, can utilize this to your advantage and get high-end information, high-end data for you to assess your portfolio, for you to make the decisions that make the most sense. Now, the trading and market structure, well, You know, you're talking about AI-driven trading. We talked about that. Citadel, Jane Street, everything. They have automated systems going on. Even, you know, and especially in the crypto market, you have a lot of things going on, but in traditional markets too. You know, this is what created the flash crash, you know, for a day a few years back. And because you have systems that are, that you're talking about not one or two trades, hundreds if not thousands, not ten thousands, tens of thousands of trades per second. And AI-driven trading, it increases the turnover, raises the correlations, it accelerates the price discovery, and it compresses the arbitrage windows. How do you like that? This creates markets that move at machine speed, not human speed, fast, 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 speeding. It's like it's the difference between driving a Pinto or driving a flying rocket ship. Put those two on the ground. Who's going to make it to the end first? Okay, you know, you're talking about the machine speed here is rocket speed. It's not maxing out at 250 miles an hour. It's a lot greater than that. You know, and you have, you know, asset management, AI, you have challenges, right? You know, there's a human touch to things. These are things that you can't replace. That's why AI cannot replace everything. It'll replace a lot of things. You know, active management, you know, you kind of need someone involved there. You could have AI that can handle stuff and it can make assessments, right? But you need someone overlooking stuff. Okay, you know, traditional research, again, that's challenged by AI. We already went over that. But again, in my opinion, you need someone, a human being, looking over. It may be them taking the workload of 30 people, but you need someone there watching the ship, you know, a little bit, you know, and the portfolio construction. You know, it takes the human emotional element out of putting together portfolios, you know, whether you're however you're doing it, whether you're doing it for your clients, whether you're building an ETF, whatever you're doing, it takes that out of the equation. There's more logic involved here, logic that is beyond the comprehension. This is not beyond, you know, our comprehension. This is not a matter of a hunch. This is a matter of logic. And as AI becomes more embedded and investment decisions, you're going to have, you know, you have professional competence is going to shift from analysis to judgment, ethics, and system governance. That's a fact. Okay, now as far as risk and stability go, you know, AI, it improves liquidity. Things are moving faster. It improves risk management. Okay, you can mitigate your risk and really set the stage that things can work autonomously, so you can mitigate your risk. You can monitor markets a lot more efficiently. Again, everything's autonomous. But, okay, it's going to introduce something, because if you were just one firm using this, okay, it'll be perfect for you. But now you have many firms utilizing this, so it's going to introduce some new risk. These things that really people haven't thought about. Okay, but you're going to have AI-driven volatility. You can have stocks swinging up and down, markets swinging up and down because of this volatility. Now, you know, if you have AI involved in everything, and the learning is the same across multiple systems at multiple firms, you're going to have herd behavior. You know, there's going to be, you know, a following of a trade, because that's the same, you know, analysis is coming through. So being able to train your AI systems to learn how to do things is going to be critically important. Okay, then you're going to have, you know, opacity. You know, you mean, are things as transparent as they should be? And then you're going to have firms, they're going to be dependent on third-party model dependency. Look, in hedge funds and trading, you got quants and things like that. You have these systems that are built out, but here it's just a little bit different. You know, and then you know, let's not even get into cyber manipulation. We don't even want to think that, you know, but it is possible. All right, now, and you're probably not going to like this, and this is me, you know, just not even so much playing devil's advocate, but actually putting things in perspective and being a realist, because the real threat here, and listen to me carefully, this is the real threat, that artificial intelligence doesn't need Wall Street, doesn't need anything but the data that's in front of it. Because AI doesn't care about a few things. Doesn't care about those hefty bonuses. Doesn't care about getting a raise. Doesn't care about, you know, moving up the ladder, hierarchies. Doesn't care about, hey, you know, I want to be a VP, I want to be a partner. Doesn't care about that. Doesn't care about the legacy systems. Has no care of how the New York Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, or anything else, their legacy systems. They have their own thing going on. They don't care about the human politics. You won't have people butting heads. Doesn't care about that. Doesn't care about the institutional inertia either. Okay, all those human elements, all those human traits are off the table. You know what it does care about? Data. 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 Patterns, speed, optimization. That's what it cares about. That's what Wall Street actually cares about. They're caring more about it now, because if you have a firm with 1,000 people there, they can probably, integrating AI, they can knock that down to probably 100. Depending on what the people do, right? Depending on what they do. You know, this is why AI is dangerous to Wall Street. It removes the human bottleneck, plain and simple. You know, you take artificial intelligence, you align it with what is going on in the blockchain space with tokenization of equities and bonds and private credit and the like. You have, you know, the tokenization of mortgages will be coming. You have stable coins, you know, every bank is issuing their own stable coin. You know, how this is all going to work, time will tell. But if you take all of that, and you take that with artificial intelligence, you're talking about speed and transparency like nothing we've ever seen before. And it's going to get there. It's going to get there. And it's happening now. So, you know, AI versus Wall Street. That was the topic I introduced when I first started the show. And it's not even a versus thing. You know, Wall Street is going to turn into AI. Right? You have the old school way of doing things. If you looked at, if you were around, you know, the 80s was the boom. Reagan came in, took out regulations, boom, bat, boom. Things happen, and all of a sudden you had a lot of activity, a lot of action, a lot of wealth was generated. Okay, then you had brokers that were making money, the 80s and going into the 90s. You had, you know, a lot of wealth coming in, but it brought a lot of fraud and a lot of other things as well. And this is where AI kind of prevents that, because you can program things to do a thing, and you have regulators that'll program their things to combat those things, to make sure that everybody is doing things on the up and up. So the days of the and I have to say it, I have to say it. Okay, the days of the Wolf of Wall Street, that type of stuff is gone. Is gone. The days of brokers picking up the phone, you know, to cold calling someone for them to do a trade, those days are going to be gone too. Because when you have investors, I don't care how small or how large they are, when they have access to AI and they can do some research. Yeah, some people don't want to do their research, but somebody will do it. Somebody will do it. Okay, so, you know, it's going to be a lot more difficult on the sales end, on the sales end, on the retail end. Institutional end is going to boom. It's going to boom. And AI is going to push it. Tokenization is going to push it. And we are looking at the future of finance in front of us. We're looking at the future of Wall Street in front of us. It's a new age, people. It's a new age. AI, not versus Wall Street, in my opinion. More so AI Wall Street, or Wall Street AI. Let's combine them. Let's merge those guys, because that's where we're headed. But I want you to think about it. I want you to put some thought into this. And I did this show today to make it thought-provoking, as I wanted to really touch on this topic, because it is important. It's not important because it's hypothetical. It's important because it's real. It's happening as we speak. Anyway, I want to thank you for tuning in. Really put some thought into how AI is basically changing Wall Street along with tokenization. And it'll help you to unveil some opportunities out there, I'm sure. But I want to thank you for tuning in to Money Never Sleeps. And I will be back with you for the next show this week. And until then, I want everyone to have a fantastic and profitable trading day. Thank you.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio. In your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Velazquez and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.